Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, the Back Porch Music on the Lawn schedule is out for the summer at American Tobacco Amphitheater in Durham. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. That, again, is the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series at American Tobacco Amphitheater in Durham. May 11th, Front Country with Demolition String Band. Front Country learned to play roots music their own way, with the tools they had on hand. A mandolinist with a degree in composition and classical guitar, a guitarist trained in rock and world music, a bassist equally versed in jazz and bluegrass, a violinist with technique that could seamlessly hop between honky-tonk and electro-pop. And, of course, a female lead singer with grit and soul that was also a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter. That's Front Country. May 25th, Teleco with Skylar Gudaz, firmly planted in Asheville, North Carolina's thriving roots music scene. Teleco is well-schooled in bluegrass, but with an unbridled organic Appalachicana sound, combining some of the finest voices, songs, and instrumental prowess in western North Carolina and beyond. That's Teleco, May 25th. June 15th, Jim Lauderdale with Fireside Collective. Two-time Grammy-winning singer and master songwriter Jim Lauderdale is both a songwriter's songwriter who's written or co-written many modern classics for iconic artists, as well as an intuitive sideman who's enhanced the music of a bevy of esteemed musicians. Again, that's Jim Lauderdale, June 15th. June 29th, Alice Gerard and the Piedmont Melody Makers, along with the Onyx Club Boys. The Piedmont Melody Makers play old-time, country, and bluegrass music and make no apologies for it. They take their name from the Piedmont region of eastern North Carolina, where three-quarters of the band now reside. One quarter of the band is known as Vagabond. And that's part of the lineup for Back Porch Music on the Lawn. That's their part of their schedule for this upcoming weeks. Okay, Merlefest, April 27th through the 30th. The Abbott Brothers and Zach Brown Band are among the bands playing this year's Merlefest. Of course, Merlefest, a four-day music festival on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The annual festival, which celebrates the memory of musician Eddie Merle Watson, son of American music icon Doc Watson, is scheduled for April 27th through the 30th. Other notable performers this year include Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives, Sam Bush Band, Jerry Douglas, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCurry Band, Donnell Leahy, Chatham County Line Electric Holiday, Mandolin Orange, and Sierra Hull. That same weekend is the Art of Cool Festival, set for April 28th through the 30th. Common is one of the big headliners for this year's event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, on April 29th. Tickets to see Common at DPAC are separate from the Art of Cool VIP and two-day club passes. A two-day general admission ticket, which is $115, allows guests access to all club shows. The all-access VIP ticket, priced at $265, includes reserved seating at the headliner performance from George Clinton on Saturday, April 29th, and access to a VIP Sunday brunch featuring a special performance by the Hamiltones. VIP tickets also get you into all the club shows, but allow you to avoid waiting in line. VIP ticket holders also have access to purchase exclusive premium seats to see Common's show. That's Durham's Art of Cool Festival, April 28th through the 30th. Poorhouse Music Hall, most shows start at 9, unless noted, Wednesday, April 12th. Sea Peoples, along with the Grand Shell Game. Thursday, April 13th, local band Local Beer, the Antique Hearts, Sinners and Saints, and the DeBonzo Brothers. That's at 9:30. Friday, April 14th, Southern Culture on the Skids, along with the Phantom Playboys. Saturday, April 15th, Fireside Collective and James Olin Oden. Sunday, April 16th, American Hitmen and Beach Tonic, that's at 8. Tuesday, April 18th, After Funk and Hustle Souls. Wednesday, April 19th, Of Good Nature along with Crane and Elusive Groove. Thursday, April 20th, local band, Local Beer, Seagulls, North Elementary, and Hectorina, 9:30. Friday, April 21st, The Fritz, Trey Pierce, and the T-Stones. Saturday, April 22nd, King Baby along with Ozone Squeeze. Wednesday, April 26th, The Heavy Pets and Backup Planet. Thursday, April 27th, local band, Local Beer, Pie Face Girls, The Tills, Blueberry, and DJ Lux Posh. That's at 9:30. Friday, April 28th, E.T. Anderson, No Eyes, and Dear Blanca. Saturday, April 29th, Spittlefest, Hand Sinatra, Paleface, Temperance League, Maldora, Peter Holsapple, and Colorway. That starts at 6. And then on Sunday, April 30th, Manuel Wirtz at 8:30. Let's move on to the Ritz on Industrial Drive. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, April 14th, Dark Star Orchestra. Sunday, April 16th, Big Sean, I Decided Tour 2017. Thursday, April 20th, The Shins. Friday, April 21st, it is Steel Panther. Saturday, April 22nd, Night Moves Series featuring Adventure Club. And Friday, April 28th, it is Hunter Hayes. Then at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, April 14th, which is a Friday, The Breakfast Club with the Jason Adamo Band at 9. Saturday, April 15th, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong with Silo Joe. That's at 9. Tuesday, April 18th, Doug Stanhope at 8. Friday, April 21st, Johnny Lang with Quinn Sullivan at 8:30. Saturday, April 22nd, Y&T at 9. Thursday, April 27th, Cody Jinks with Ward Davis and Coulter Wall at 8 o'clock. Friday, April 28th, the Mantras with Dr. Beacon at 9. And then Saturday, April 29th, it is Danger Muffin album release party, and that is at 9 o'clock. Taking a look at a couple of other amphitheaters in the area, Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Saturday, April 22nd, is the Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 23rd, Cary Music and Arts Festival. Wednesday, May 3rd, Teacup Gin. Wednesday, May 10th, Yolanda Rabin, part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Wednesday, May 17th, Mint Julep Jazz Band. Sunday, May 21st, the Triangle Brass and Youth Bands. John Williams music from Star Wars and Harry Potter. Wednesday, May 24th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, again part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. And that includes Marcus Anderson performing Wednesday, May 31st. June 7th, a Wednesday, it's Paul Simon. Wednesday, June 28th, John Mellencamp, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies Tour, with special guests Emmylou Harris and Carlene Carter. Saturday, July 8th, it is Sturgill Simpson. Tuesday, September 19th, two cellos, The Score Tour. Red Hat Amphitheater will go through a few of their listings. Saturday, April 15th, Ohio Players, Midnight Star, and Confunction. Friday, May 5th, Kids Bop. Saturday, May 6th, Band Together featuring Ben Folds. Friday, May 12th, Bastille. Sunday, May 14th, Double X. Tuesday, June 6th, Glass Animals. Wednesday, June 14th, Dirty Heads and Soja. Saturday, June 17th, Third Eye Blind with Silver Sun Pickups. Sunday, June 18th, Deftones along with Arise Against. And that's part of the schedule this summer at Red Hat. Likewise, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Friday, April 28th, Poison. Friday, May 12th, Chris Stapleton, Brothers Osborne, and Lucy Silvas. Saturday, May 13th, Future, Migos, Tori Lanez, and Kodak Black. Wednesday, May 17th, Kings of Leon and Deer Hunter. Saturday, May 20th, Brad Paisley, Dustin Lynch, Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Sunday, June 4th, Train, Natasha Bedingfield, and OAR. Thursday, June 15th, Lady Antebellum, Kelsey Ballerini, and Brett Young. And finally, in June, on the 25th, Chicago, The Band, and the Doobie Brothers. And we'll get to others as we move along further into the summer. North Hills Events. Again, North Hills is out with its lineup for the 10th season of its Midtown Beach Music Series. The free concerts are held Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 to 9. And April 20th, the Embers kick it off, featuring the Embers, of course, featuring Craig Woolard. April 27th, Liquid Pleasure. May 4th, Sleeping Booty. May 11th, Legacy Motown Review. May 18th, Band of Oz. And May 25th, The Tams. That's part of the schedule for this summer for the Beach Music Series at North Hills. Also coming up at North Hills, the Midtown Music Fest, scheduled for Saturday, April 29th. From 2 to 9:30 at Midtown Park. The third annual Midtown Music Fest is a celebration of spring and the return of outdoor music to North Hills. And then coming up Saturday, May 20th at North Hills, the 21st annual British Car Show. Moving to you, 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill, live and local music and arts series, every Friday from 6 to 9. April 21st, Folk Music Medley with Christiane Smedley. May 5th, Bluegrass and Bike Week with Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. May 12th, Cirque du Plaza with Down to Earth Aerials. No schedule yet for festivals on the plaza. Clower Family Vineyards is back with its Toasts and Tunes series. The events are held on select Saturdays starting at 2. The Live and the District Music Series in Morrisville is scheduled concerts each Thursday, 6:30 to 9, April 20th through June 8th. The concerts are held in front of the Stone Theater in Village Marketplace. April 20th, it's the Band of Oz. April 27th, Carter Winter. May 4th, Patrick Rock Band. May 11th, Kaylin and Haley Witters. May 18th, West Street Band. May 25th, Muscadine Bloodline. June 1st, McKaylee Buck Band. And June 8th, Brittany Marie. All right, then on with the Wake Forest Six Sundays concerts, returning to Joyner Park Amphitheater. The concerts are free and held from 5 to 7 p.m. April 30th, it's Marcus Anderson. May 7th, Fo Lia. May 14th, E.G. Peters Band. May 21st, Hank Patty and the Current. May 28th, Walking for Pennies. And then June 4th, Pinecone will produce a program. Couple of festivals to look at. April 14th and 15th, North Carolina Herring Festival in Jamesville. April 18th through the 23rd, Grifton Shad Festival. April 22nd, Rocky Fest in Hiddenite. Also on the 22nd, Arbor Day in Statesville. April 28th, A Taste of Duplin and More in Keenansville. April 28 and 29, Barbecue Capital Cook-Off in Lexington, the North Carolina Pickle Festival in Mount Olive, and the Washington Marine Market. April 28th through the 30th, Fayetteville Dogwood Festival and the Farmville Dogwood Festival. April 29th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary, the Shining Rock River Fest in Canton, and then April 29th and 30th, Foothills Merry-Go-Round Festival in Shelby. Okay, the Clayton Center, box office phone number 919-553-1737. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, April 22nd, is Rock Legends. Part rock concert, part rock tribute, all rock and roll. Rock Legends combines all of these elements to create a show that is the only one of its kind. In this rock and roll review, created by audience favorite Billy McGuigan, audiences vote through the power of their applause for the songs and music they want to hear from the 50s through the 80s. And then at the Clayton Center on Saturday, May 13th, Johnston County Chorale, Broadway Musical Magic, and that show starts at 2. The Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events 7:30 unless noted. April 20th through the 22nd, Encore Youth Productions presents Bye Bye Birdie. Friday, April 28th, All for One. Saturday, May 20th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Then June 7, 8, and 10, and the 12th through the 17th, Finding Patience. Several performances telling the captivating story of Holly Springs from the Civil War to present day. Okay, at the Garner Performing Arts Center, April 21 and 22 and April 28 and 29, Sylvia, presented by the Town Players of Garner. Saturday, May 6th, Shadows of the 60s. This concert pays tribute to the tremendous legacy of the Four Tops and the Supremes. Friday, June 23rd, Elvis on Tour. August 10th through the 12th, Disney's Aladdin Jr. And then October 20 and 21, 27 and 28, Over the River and Through the Woods. All right, we're going to take a look at things going on in Cary in the upcoming weeks. 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series. This is Cary's food truck rodeo with four upcoming dates, April 23rd, June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. Your favorite food trucks plus local beer and wine vendors will line the street along with seating areas and music from local performers throughout the day. All four events run from 12:30 to 5. Live at Lunch Series, Thursdays in April and May, Fidelity Bank Plaza from 11:30 to 1:30. April 13th, Nick Driver. April 20th, Casey Cotton. April 27th, Ariel Pocock. May 4th, Rory John Zach Duo. May 11th, Garrett Newton Duo. May 18th, Jimmy Weaver. And May 25th, E.G. Peters. Friday, April 21st, Balsam Range. Saturday, April 22nd, it is a Children's Day Festival. It's held at the Sertoma Amphitheater from 11 to 5. Saturday, April 29th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival from 9 to 5. Wednesday, May 3rd, is Senior Citizens Day at the Cary Senior Center. Saturday, May 6th, Herb Fest from 9 to 3. May 12th through the 14th, The Never-Ending Story, Cary Youth Theater. Saturday, May 13th, Ritmo Latino Festival. Saturday, May 20th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. That show starts at 3. Concerts in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. May 13th, Loose Strings Band from Galax, Virginia. June 10th, Tyler Hughes and Sam Cleaves. They play old-time country music and newly written songs from the Appalachian Mountains. July 8th, it's the trumpet player Al Strong. August 12th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. And the Starlight Concert Series is held Friday evenings at 7 at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. June 2nd, it's the Polka Plus Band. June 23rd, Celebration of Bluegrass. July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. And August 4th, it is Jam Rock. All right, let's move on to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. They've got quite a lineup for the summer. Friday, April 14th, Mike Craver performs before a showing of All About Eve. That starts at 7:30. April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata. Saturday, May 6th, Mipso with River Wireless. Not long after becoming a campus favorite at UNC Chapel Hill, Mipso began selling out shows at Catch Cradle and appearing throughout the Triangle and beyond. May 14th, it is Blue Mountain Ensemble. June 3, 4, and 5. Monica Bill Barnes and Company Museum Workout. Part of the American Dance Festival. This blends a choreographed physical workout with a guided museum tour led by dancer and choreographer Monica Bill Barnes and her dancing partner Anna Bass. Audiences perform choreographed movement as they travel to select works of art. Several opportunities for this event are held each day. Tickets sold exclusively through Duke University box office or AmericanDanceFestival.org. Tuesday, June 9th, it's Tegan and Sarah. Concert starts at 8. Tuesday, June 13th, Kaleo. Sunday, June 18th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with Amanda Shires. June 24th, Cheryl Crow. Of course, a 9-time Grammy winner. Saturday, July 22nd at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. Monday, July 31st, Bell and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with the Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. Wednesday, August 9th, Rhiannon Giddens. North Carolina native, of course, Rhiannon continues to develop her extraordinary talent and career. Co-founder of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, Giddens recorded her first solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, with the aid of producer T-Bone Burnett. New York Times music critics say the album is a showcase for Ms. Giddens' glorious voice, which merges an opera singer's detail and a deep connection to Southern roots. Giddens' follow-up record, Freedom Highway, released in February, features 9 songs she wrote herself. September 8th through the 10th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. And then Saturday, September 16th at the Museum of Art, it is the fifth annual, the Dude Abides Party. Okay, the Dude Abides Party. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Thursday, April 13th, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Nick Swardson, and Rob Schneider. This is part of Sandy Wexler's Here Comes the Funny Tour. Show starts at 7:30. Thursday and Friday, April 20th and 21st, Steve Martin and Martin Short with the Steep Canyon Rangers. Saturday, April 22nd, it is Brian Regan. And one show that I do want to bring up that is coming up is recently added performance. It is Sunday, June 18th, Dan TDM. This one I didn't know even existed. Dan TDM is a household name for young families across the globe, and that's why. And now Dan can be seen in real life. Not a young family anymore. The show takes families on a journey through the digital world as Dan, his online and real-life friends, and maybe even a few audience members try and save the day solving puzzles and playing games as they go. With more than 16.5 million subscribers and nearly 10 billion views across his 2 award-winning YouTube channels, Dan TDM is one of the most revered members of the online community. The show starts at 2 o'clock. And then the American Dance Festival. It's celebrating its 40th year in Durham with a special extended season from June 3rd through July 29th. The festival features dance companies from Israel, Canada, and the U.S., with performances in 11 venues and 3 cities. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.